Talking about success, the World Summit forced us to really focus on what we think is needed in information society. As civil society, we started it as a working group in Germany, and we produced a 10-paragraph paper, a 2 pages, 10-paragraph paper. You can have a look at it. And it was really hard work to, to say what are the 10 major issues for us. And it was a very interesting debate. And you can imagine that when we introduced our 10 points in Geneva, that there were many points added. So we ended up with a paper of 20 pages of civil society. And I think it was a very, very interesting and very productive discussion on the one hand in civil society, but also civil society was the factor, and I don't think I exaggerate, was the factor giving knowledge to the governments. The governmental declaration is much better than it would have been if there was no civil society. The first version of the government paper was full of influence of media industry, copyright people who really pushed the media industry. It was the governments struggled about if they should reaffirm the Human Rights Declaration or not. That was the major issue of the governments. And luckily, and because of the hard work of civil society, they did reassure the Human Rights Declaration. But of course, this is not enough. And this is the part where civil society stepped in and said, what does the Human Rights Declaration means in information society? And this is our issue we're still working on. And in the caucus I work, labor union, the whole issue of workplace, the issue of privacy at work, the issue of freedom of expression at work, is an issue, and I learned a lot on the global level, because in Germany we discussed these issues of the shift of, let's say, work in a decentralized way and how you can use the right to form coalition in on an electronic level so that unions have to have more rights, that labor has to have more rights, employees have to have access to internet and all this. But on the global level, we realized that the workplace is one of the major places where you get access to IT. There is not some IT internet cafe in all the villages of in Africa, in Asia. It is very much the workplace where you can have access, but it is very much the workplace where you are surveyed, where you have surveillance, where you have no freedom at all. And it is a very severe discussion to talk about surveillance in China. It is a very, very severe discussion to talk about surveillance in Tunisia, where the next summit is going to take place. So the shift of civil society discussion and networking now is that we did talk about topics, about themes, about new issues which could form a charta, a declaration, and now we're talking very much about how are we going to implement the action plan, which was also announced at the summit last year. How do we implement all these things in the next years, and what are the steps we're going to take at the next summit in Tunisia? And there will be a shift to human rights, very much, because the issue of civilians, the issue of what is about freedom of expression, there we just, my union had a list of people of the media, of press, who is in prison right now, What are the labor unionists who are in prison right now? And it is not fun to look at this list. And it is a different issue there to talk about information society, talking about access, but also about freedom of expression. And finally, for me, I would like to add that as we are a trade union which organizes media people too, we realized that on the international level, the discussion of copyright was not that developed yet, and we were working on it. We made a declaration on the danger of digital rights management, and we plan to network there even more than we did the last time on this copyright issue and the danger of taking over the copyright to put it out of balance in advance for media industry, and to give authors and creators more rights and to save the rights for users to private copy. Thanks.